I remember I used to have to make the arrestor hooks for the sea fires, and that was like hooked material, and it was about 1/8 inch thick. And I used to have to plank these, put the plank the holes in there for riveting, you know. And that was a hard job, because I remember the first time I swung the fly fresh, you know, and it just bounced back. And I eventually got used to that, and then I used to have to rivet them up. And there was four. You used to put four together, rivet four together for the arrestor hooks for the sea fires. And did Spitfires as well, you know, but that's like small sub-assemblies always for everything like that.
Could you describe to me what your workbench was like?
Well, yeah, it was just a row of benches. Because it was ordinary wooden benches with the vice and what have you, and you had one drawer, and I say you had to be check it all the time, and you had to clean your bench every day before you left, so that it was bang on clean in the morning, ready for you to start work again. But you know, that's where I first started my savings. There was a lady, and I've never ever found anyone with a name like it. And that was, her name was Woisel Batstone. And I know her brother, he worked in Western Den Machine Shop, a charger down there. But she used to do the, collect the money from the chaps, or ladies as well for that matter, for saving for the Somerset and Wilts Building Society, which is, then went to TSB and then went into Lloyd's. But that was, when she first came to me to start this savings, you know, I used to have 14 shillings a week, and some would take out what, and I used to give mother 10 shillings, and then I had the few shillings that was left. And anyway, she eventually talked me into it, and I used to sometimes put like a shilling maybe a fortnight or something like that in there. And I've been with it ever since, all those years.